thank you everyone for coming out tonight. We appreciate your attendance at our meeting. Tonight, we have first on the agenda are two public hearings. Then we have some new and old business. One thing that we're going to add on the agenda is under old business, between items 2 and 3, there will be a public comment session.
That's Board of Supervisor Chairman Henry Budzinski opening the public hearings on Thursday, April 11th. Decisions on both hearings, which centered around raising fees for both enterprise, trash services, and EMS, were eventually tabled, but that wasn't the end of everyone's time in the Highland County courtroom. Emotions ran high as a plan for EMS services was placed on the agenda at the last minute, causing many to question protocol. Supervisor Harry Sponagle used the board comment time to give a recap of the long-standing situation.
This is going in my 9th year working on this, and we have been working with the volunteers all this time, and yes, it has went good at times. We came up with, tried to get the ordinance in place. We got two of them, one in 2020 and another one in 2022, which, as far as I'm aware, all of the volunteers agreed to at that time.
Yeah.
And then after that, different things went along and happened. I've sat up here and listened to about the same group of you holler at me for, might as well say, 9 years. And I've heard you. But there's a lot behind the scenes that you all don't really know. You're not privy to a lot of information. And anyway, fast forward to our last meeting, I was really torn with what to do. I was really thinking, you know, about giving the volunteers a good chance. I thought we were making progress, and then last Thursday, somebody called in and said they had an ambulance stolen, and they knew very well where it was. And I'm not going to keep putting up with shenanigans like that going on. We just can't keep working under those terms. Something has got to change, and I'm going to make a motion that we deny the proposed EMS plan.
After the motion, things get a little out of order. You'll hear Budzinski asking for a second, Supervisor Paul Tribble telling others to cast their votes, the public getting riled up, and County Attorney Melissa Dowd interjecting.
Do I hear a second?
No.
I will second it. Vote, please.
Go ahead. You're so thrilled to cast it. Go ahead and cast your vote.
Public comment before voting.
Not yes. On this.
So we're not privy to information and you can't speak.
We're just voting on the plan that the volunteers gave us last time. We're not voting on the rest. That's all we're planning on.
Then you should have been at the meeting.
And there's no public comment right now on that. My vote is Harry Sponagle, yes.
Henry Budzinski, yes.
Paul Tribble, no.
Okay, motion carries. Thank you.
The board then voted down the comprehensive plan that had been discussed in previous meetings and opened the floor up to public comment. These comments have been collected and will be presented in part 2 of this story. After comments, the board read in the resolution for emergency medical services and added a few minor changes, then gave a final vote. Sponagle and Budzinski voted yes, Tribble voted no. The crowd gathered in the courthouse erupted in shouts and immediately called for the resignation of both Sponagle and Budzinski via a petition.
Resigning. Get down. We don't want you anymore. You're not representing us. You're not representing us.
On Friday, the Highland County Volunteer Rescue Squad responded to the events in the courtroom by posting on their Facebook page. After 61 years of service to our friends, neighbors, and visitors of Highland County, our doors are closed. This post now has 265 reactions and over 130 comments. Listen for part 2 of this story or view both parts online at AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For AMR News, I'm Britt Chambers.